Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our word for the day comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 25, verses 24 through 34. That's Genesis, chapter 25, verses 24 through 34.
Amen.
I'm reading from the International Version Bible. And it reads as follows. When the time came for her to give birth, there were twin boys in her womb. The first to come out was red, and his whole body was like a hairy garment. So they named him Esau. After this, his brother came out with his hand grasping Esau's heel. So he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to them. The boys grew up, and Esau became a skilled hunter, a man of the open country, while Jacob was content to stay at home among the tents. In other words, Jacob was a homebody. Isaac, who had a taste for wild game, loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country, famished. He said to Jacob, "Quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished." That is why he is called Edom. Jacob replied, "First, sell me your birthright." And so he said, "Look, I'm about to die," Esau said. "What good is the birthright to me?" But Jacob said, "Swear to me first." So he, meaning Esau, swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob, right? Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank and then got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright. He gave it to Jacob. I want to speak today on the topic, a turn of events.
Amen.
Isaac, son of Abraham, and Rebekah have been praying to the Lord for children since Rebekah was childless. God answered their prayers and gave them twin boys. Esau was born first, and then Jacob. Isaac had given Esau the birthright because he loved him more than Jacob, and that he was also the oldest. The birthright usually goes to the oldest, right? The word birthright means a right, privilege, or possession to which a person is entitled by birth, right? Esau was having a moment of distress when he was famished, and Jacob took that opportunity to take the birthright from Esau. What Esau did was wrong, and it was not what his father Isaac had planned, right? I mean, it's supposed to go to Esau. As his father Isaac was on his deathbed, Jacob, with the help of his mother Rebekah, who loved Jacob more than Esau anyway, fooled Isaac into thinking that he was giving his blessing to Esau. But in fact, he was giving it to Jacob disguised as Esau. This turn of events changed the course of history, right? Esau was to receive his birthright, but Jacob stole that right from him. Now, let's talk about this for a moment, right? Esau was hungry, and the godly thing to do was to give him something to eat. No strings attached, right? That's supposed to be his brother. Not a stranger, his brother, his birth brother, right? Jacob showed absolutely no brotherly love toward his brother, right? Jacob must have been planning this to take his birthright for a while, right? And was just looking for the opportunity. So when the right opportunity came, he seized that opportunity during the time when Esau was more vulnerable, right? Now, Rebekah always loved Jacob more than Esau and seized the opportunity when her husband, Isaac, was on his deathbed. Jacob and Rebekah was two peas in a pod.
Yes, they were.
And had the same idea to take the birthright, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know. It doesn't say whether or not Rebekah had been talking to him about it previously. Mm-hmm. But we can assume she had. This didn't just spring up, right?
Yeah, this idea.
Yeah. Jacob did not deserve the birthright that he obtained illegally. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's blackmail. That's illegal, right? Mm-hmm. He said, he gave him an ultimatum. He said, either you give me this or you die. Mm-hmm. That's not Christian. That's not godly. Mm-hmm. So when he gave him that ultimatum, Esau, who was really, really hungry, gave in. God saw all of this, right?
Yes, he did.
He even knew that Jacob and Rebekah would do what they did. God sees everything. Mm-hmm. Since Jacob was given the birthright through sin, God showed mercy and allowed Jacob to continue as the heir. Did he not?
Wow.
Never thought about that, right? Mm. Sometimes we as people do things that are wrong. God sees us because nothing is hidden from God, right? Mm-mm. How many times have we made a bad decision causing a turn of events in our lives, right?
Yeah.
Let me give you a few examples, if I may. What about marrying the wrong person, right? Does that change the events of your life?
I know that's right. Okay.
What about taking the wrong job? Does that change the trajectory?
Absolutely.
What about if we move to a house that's not... We moved to the wrong house, right?
Yeah.
Or we moved to a bad area.
Money pit. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that not change things?
It does.
What about us treating someone badly? Nobody talks about that,
yeah.
Right?
Karma.
Yeah, karma, exactly. What about when we take things from people, not necessarily a birthright, mm-hmm. but we take things from people that's not ours, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And we always wrongfully accuse someone of something that they did not do or say.
That's
right?
True. It is true.
And these turn of events that we either create on our own or whatever changes things.
It does.
It really does.
It does.
There is no limit as to how many things we have done wrong that have changed our lives and sent us on another path. Right?
Yeah, it is true.
Our decisions have caused many turn of events in our own lives.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Now, granted, it wasn't like what Jacob did, but we can't judge Jacob, right? Mm-mm. And here's the kicker. We made most, if not all, of our decisions without asking God. Amen?
That is so true.
If we'd asked God, perhaps we'd have got the right house, married the right person, etc., etc.
Yeah. All day.
I was going to say something. We do so due to a lack of trust in God, right?
Yes.
Afterwards, we are hard on ourselves for making these decisions in the first place,
that
right?
Is true.
We take it out on ourselves. Why did I do this?
Yeah.
You know, we look back on it 10, 20 years later
yeah.
and still ask ourselves the same question. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And those things have changed our lives.
They have.
They have.
I'm a witness.
I can tell you some things in my own life. But we don't have enough time, okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. But let me tell you as a fact that I have made decisions in my life that have come back to bite me, okay?
Yes, yes.
And I'm sure that everybody listening has the same things happened to them, right?
I'm a witness, yeah.
But the grace of God helped me despite my bad decisions.
Grace,
okay?
Grace.
Total grace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know I've had... I know many of you have had a job that was not the right job,
mm-mm.
but you just took it. You had to have this job. Mm-mm. This is for me, Lord.
Money.
But you never asked God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually money's the main reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get in this job and you find out, you say, you know what? I may have didn't get as much thought.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly didn't ask God. Is this the job for me?
Mm-hmm.
We take this job and then things happen. It changes the course of what we were going to do.
It does.
Because usually there's another job
mm-hmm.
that we didn't take when we took this one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying the grass is always greener on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am saying is sometimes you pick the wrong job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it comes back to bite you. It changes what you're going to do. I took a job that had a company car.
Okay.
And when that job decided that it didn't want me anymore, they took the job and the car. Wow. So I was jobless and carless at the same time.
My God.
A turn of events in my life, considering that I was a dad.
Mm.
Okay? I was a father.
Mm-hmm.
And I had bills to pay.
Yes.
That turn of events changed my course. I had to come up with a plan B. I didn't ask God about this first job. I asked him about the second one, okay?
I know that's right.
I did not want to make the same mistake twice. So I said, Lord, please help me, first of all, to find a job because I was unemployed, okay? Let's just keep it out there, right? So I asked God to first find me a job.
Yeah,
I said, Lord, I ain't picky. It ain't got to be the best job in the world. I just need to pay some bills to keep the roof over my head and feed my kid, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. So God was able to give me a job that was truly meant for me to have.
Okay.
It was a turn of events made possible by the Lord.
By the good Lord.
Mm-hmm. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 states the following.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in the Lord, very familiar, with all thy heart. And what? And lean not on your own understanding.
Yes.
In all your ways, not some,
mm-hmm.
all your ways, submit to him. Okay? And he will make your path straight. In other words, he will turn that event of yours into something positive.
Okay.
Okay? We don't look at it like that, right?
Nah.
God can turn any decision we make, whether it's what we make on our own or a sin like what Jacob did,
mm-hmm.
he can forgive us and turn it into something positive.
He can.
Because God is God.
Yes, he is.
He can do all things. He loves us.
He does.
He knows that we're going to make mistakes.
All day.
We're his children. Children make mistakes, right? Mm-hmm. And this child, me personally, have made plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know I have tried God's patience on some things, okay?
Yes.
But so have you, right?
Yes, me too.
God can change where we're headed.
Thank God for that.
Amen?
Yeah.
I praise God for that. Because sometimes it looks pretty rough out there, don't it? Looks like there's no way out
mm-hmm.
after you made this event, this decision.
Mm-hmm.
But God turned that event into something positive.
Thank you, Jesus.
God can make our path straight.
Thank you, Lord.
Only God can make our path straight. Let me say that again. Only God can make our path straight.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
We just got to ask. If we have asked God the first time we did something, we wouldn't have to ask a second time. Because God would have been right where we were wrong.
Hmm.
True?
True.
We wouldn't have to look back on 20 years and say, you know, I probably shouldn't have took that one. I probably shouldn't have done that. But if I had asked God initially, I wouldn't have nothing to look back on except a blessing.
A blessing.
Right?
Good path.
A good path. A straight path. A turn of events that was positive.
Thank God for his grace.
Because we have had as humans, and we're human, and that's why, we have made decisions and done things that have changed the course of our lives.
Mm.
But I'm here to tell you, saints, God can change all our mistakes with a blink of an eye. God can turn an event in our lives into something positive. Here's the kicker, though. All we must do in order for this to happen
mm-hmm.
is simply ask. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, in the name of Jesus we come, giving you praise and thanking you for this word, Lord. Thank you for turning the negative events in our lives into something positive.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking us off the wrong path and putting us back on the right path.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, it's like a child's train that's on the train track that falls off Jesus. And you put it back on the track.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your patience because we keep doing it over and over and over again. But help us, oh Lord, to seek you first. Help us to just ask, Lord, what should I do? Which job should I take? Who should I marry? All these simple questions that we never asked you, Lord, I pray today that we will start asking.
Yes,
Father, you are God that hears what we ask.
Yes, sir.
And we have not because we ask not. Lord, I pray this word will go forth throughout the land. May it bless many. May your word be true to all. May they have the ears to hear it, the heart to receive it, and eyes to see it. Lord, we need you. I thank you, Lord, that you used little old me to deliver this message. May you be glorified in it, Lord. Thank you, Father, for being our God. And we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.